Homemade Theater's next production is The Humans by Stephen Karam. Performances run April 19th to April 28th at the D. Sarno Theater at Saratoga Arts in Saratoga Springs, New York. The Humans centers on the Blake family as Eric Blake brings his Pennsylvanian family to Lower Manhattan to his daughter's apartment to celebrate Thanksgiving. However, the celebration turns to darkness as the Blake family confronts the issues present in their clan, like illness, aging, and the economy. The Humans won the Tony Award for Best Play in 2016. Also coming up for Homemade Theater on Sunday, May 19th, the 2024 gala-themed Come to the Garden. The theme is tied into the last production of the season, The Secret Garden. There will be a brunch at the Mansion of Saratoga, raffles, auction items, and performances from The Secret Garden. Joining us to tell us more are Eric Rudy, the executive and artistic director of Homemade Theater, Aaron Harrington, the director of The Humans, and David Skeel, the actor playing the role of Eric Blake. We welcome you all to the roundtable this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, it's great.
Yeah, hi, thanks.
Hi. All right, Eric, why don't we start with you? What made you select The Humans for this season?
Actually, it was submitted by Aaron, who is directing, and I read the play and fell in love with it, and it seemed very well suited to the space and to our audiences. So it was pretty easy to say, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything particular about the play, the themes of it, that really made you want to pick that?
I think it speaks to the human condition, which is always interesting to see and to learn about how other people interpret different problems and challenges that they face in their lives. Mm-hmm. And this play certainly speaks to that.
Great. Aaron, this play is only one act. Are there any differences you have noticed when directing a one-act play, maybe versus a two-act?
Well, it's a little bit shorter, so we don't really break it up as much when we're doing a run, just kind of going more straight through it and connecting everything. So just making sure getting the pacing on things really
the
is
pacing.
A big difference.
Oh, wow. Has there been any problems with the pacing with that, or has it been just smooth sailing?
It's coming along really, really great so far.
That's good. David, what is it like playing the father in this family? Can you tell me more about your character?
Yeah, I will say it is absolutely one of the hardest roles, the most challenging roles, if not the most challenging role I've had. And I think the reason is because this is a character who is carrying around a lot of trauma right from the get-go in this play, but is in constant denial with it. Is his constant refrain is, "Hey, I'm all right, I'm okay, I'm fine," but that's just a way of trying to keep the just sort of the terror and anxiety that's threatening to swallow him at bay. And so it's like the surface is saying one thing all the time, and underneath it there's just all this stuff going on. So it's just an incredible level of subtext that I'm still discovering as we go, but it's a very challenging play. I think it's really cool that Homemade Theater just totally swung for the fences with this one, and I think it's great. I think it's going to pay off for them.
Of course. Aaron, back to you. You've used the word uncanny to describe the play in various ways. What do you mean by that, and can you expand on it?
Yeah, so it's kind of like the psychological concept, Freud, like uncanny, like, you know, almost like the thing it's supposed to be, but just a little bit off. Mm. And there's so many moments and just things in the play. I mean, from even the set where it's like it's uncanny because, wow, it looks like an apartment you've probably been in, like many apartments that you may have actually seen like it, and, you know, the white walls and like the weird paint job, you know, like, oh, it's been painted over and over. And there's just little things in the play that are just like, oh, that's all. It's almost like that's so real. Like the dialogue is so real. And then there'll be little things that are just a little bit off. So it kind of like part of that horror element is you get really into like the uncanny valley at times with it.
Can you give me like a specific moment from the play that collates with uncanny?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So a specific moment from the play that is kind of like uncanny would be you know, really like I'd say the character of Momo, and how she's you know, kind of she's got dementia in the play, and you know, how, you know, there's a lot to relate to, and then it's almost like gets into this horror element where it's like she's almost more like a, like something, one of the characters mentions, oh, it's almost like something out of a zombie show at times, because of the way she, you know, when she really gets into it, and even in the way she walks at times.
Wow, that sounds so interesting. So, David, in the character that you play, is there a characteristic that you might resonate with, or maybe you don't?
Well, it's really interesting. I think in definitely in how fiercely he is devoted to his family, and how he, losing them is like the greatest terror of his life somehow. And I think that's definitely something I can relate to. Other than that, it's kind of like the way he reacts to everything is like diametrically opposite to how I would react to it. You know, I'm not that stoic a person. I really am not. And he totally is, you know, just totally never admit that anything's wrong, never. And that's, you know, you're going to keep yourself fine as long as you keep telling yourself you're fine. That's not me at all. I don't mind complaining about stuff. And so I'm finding this kind of, you know, finding this character who really is so much different in many ways is, I mean, that's really exciting. That's one of the things you're in it for. Huh?
Oh, of course. Aaron, is there a particular scene that you enjoyed directing maybe the most?
Oh, Cockroach Melee.
Cockroach Melee. Wow, that is a title.
Yeah, there's so much going on, and it just it gets so intense, and it's like it's got a horror element, but it's got the funny part, and there's like dramatic parts. It's like it really encompasses like kind of how the play is, like that one scene, if anything.
Wow, audiences should be excited for that one.
Yes.
Yes. Eric, we're going to go off the topic a bit, but you have a gala coming up in May.
Yes,
tell
we
us
do.
More.
And this is our first public announcement about that gala.
Wow.
So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
yes, as you mentioned, it's centered on the theme of Come to the Garden, tying into our last production of the season, The Secret Garden.
Mm-hmm.
It's a garden brunch gala, which is unusual, different, at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, May 19th, as you mentioned as well. And we're very excited about it. It's at the Mansion of Saratoga in Rock City Falls, and will feature a full brunch menu by Chef Rick Bieber. Mm-hmm. And if anyone has been to the mansion, he's well worth the trip. So.
That sounds great. Homemade Theater's production of The Humans will start performances on April 19th and end April 28th. You can go to homemadetheater.org for more information and to buy tickets. You can also go to that website to find more information about the gala on May 19th. Again, homemadetheater.org. That's homemadetheater.org. Thank you, Eric, Aaron, and David, for joining us this morning on the Roundtable. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
pleasure.
Thank you.
Of course. Break a leg. I'm Roundtable intern Madeline Reynolds, and you're listening to WAMC.